Hi, I'm here with Walter, who is going to talk to us about Track FM, a new platform that they've been piloting in Uganda. Hi, Walter.
Hello.
Would you like to tell us a bit about what this platform is and why you decided to create it?
Well, Track FM is a platform involving people in Uganda in monitoring service delivery and getting them involved in a public debate on policy issues. We use an online platform which is used by radio presenters during their show to do radio surveys. So certain questions are asked, like should Boda Boda drivers be banned from the city center? Boda Bodas are motorbikes here in town. Or where can you get a certain medicine at your hospital? And we, during this debate, they ask these questions to which people can respond by SMS. And this SMS is categorized by our software and put into a data visualization, which is basically an overview of graphs, which the radio presenter can view and give feedback to his listeners.
Sounds fantastic. And I mean, what do you think, how do you think this adds value to radio stations?
Well, at this moment, there are a lot of talk shows on radio stations, which are very interesting in a way, but also they give people the opportunity to phone in and discuss a certain subject. But most of the time, there's not enough time for a lot of people to respond to a certain topic, or people start having a very long monologue on a topic which goes off topic. So that's why this program gives many more people the opportunity to respond for free, because we responding to the polls is for free, and giving a complete overview of a certain topic that is discussed. So we have like 300 people who respond to a certain question in 1 hour, which gives a much broader overview of what a general audience is thinking about a certain issue.
Yeah, no, this completely makes sense. And I also heard that you've got some mapping features on there. Can you say a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, of course, the radios, they formulate questions, and there's questions like yes, no questions, but there's also questions where people are asked to fill in their location or fill in a location like a school or a hospital. And when message comes in with this location, it's automatically visualized in the overview the presenter gets, and it makes it very clear for the presenter where a certain report is coming from.
That sounds great, and I hear you're planning to expand into other countries. Who's been contacting you to talk about interest?
Well, we started last year, and we've been building the platform, and we've been active for the last since June, and so far it's been going very well, and we got a lot of interest also from other radio stations. And also radio stations and television stations outside of Uganda, like one in Somaliland, run by Free Press Unlimited, and some contacts in South Sudan and Burundi. Because these are the places where, we think these kind of interventions can work best, because people are really dependent on radio for their information, and there's not so much interaction or interactive platforms available, and our platform works in these areas, so that's why we can facilitate them.
Sounds fantastic, and thank you very much.
Thank you.